Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about servant. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for everything you do. Your love, your mercy, and your grace. The ability to see your face every time we open, read the word of God. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. That being said, servant. I was actually reading in the book of Philippians, chapter 1. And I know Paul says this quite often in the New Testament. But it starts off, chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ. This is the King James Version. It actually says Timotheus. The New King James Version, it says Timothy. And it says the bond servants. But I wanted to focus on that word, servant. In the Greek, the translation it gives you is a slave. A lot of people hear that and they run. But it means to be obedient. The word it gives you as part of the definition is servient, subservience. And that means the willingness to obey others unquestioningly. The condition of being less important than something else. And Paul wrote this time and time again, how he was a servant or a bond servant of the Lord. He was willing to obey unquestioningly. He had the feeling of being less than, knowing that he was greater, speaking of God. With that mindset, it reminds me of Isaiah 55, verse 8, how it says that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. For his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. We got to remember that God knows all. He sees all. He's omnipresent everywhere all at once. With that being said and that understood, if he's leading us and guiding us, navigating us, despite of what it looks like, knowing that he has a purpose and a plan to prosper us, to give us a future and a hope, and we still decide to do things our own way, take our own path, not be willing to submit to his guidance. You know, it says submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. You think the devil will flee if we don't submit to God? There's a formula to this. We have to be willing to obey. Bondservants, servants to the word of the Lord. Just think about the daily prayer, the Lord's prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We're praying this, right? This is how he teaches us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. How can we be led if we're not following, if we're not taking heed? We go off and do our own thing. We're delivering ourselves to evil. Think about these things. God is trying to get us to a better hope, a better future, if we're not willing to be subservient servants, we will miss it. Sometimes we have to understand that his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher, his ways are higher. And when we acknowledge that, submit, follow him, trust him. There's nothing too difficult for him. Think about that. The G-O-D, God bless. Thank you.